K-8-R-U-H, mobile. W-8-F-U. W-8-F-U, this is K-8-R-U-H. How you doing this morning, Sean?
Not bad, Anthony. What's going on?
Not much. I've been waiting to hear you. We got to meet up soon, maybe at some point this week, so I can get that sidecar from you.
Yeah, what's your schedule? I know, when do you go in and how late are you there?
I'm typically getting into the office before 8, and I leave somewhere in between 4 and 4:30. But I could probably leave a little early. I don't know what time you go in. Seems like your schedule varies a little bit, too. Maybe we could meet up in the morning or figure something out. I know it's no emergency, but I want to get you the money and get that thing out of your house. I'm sure you have more than enough radio equipment. You don't need stuff that is going to other people sitting around.
Yeah, no biggie. But I'll be in Mount Clemens, and then I can, if we, you know, if I can get there by 4, can I, what's the easiest way to, I think I got your cell. I could text you and say I'll be there before 4. Otherwise, I could head down 94, you could head home 696, and we could meet, you know, where they converge or something.
Yeah, we can figure something out. Even if we don't make it happen before Friday, I may be able to. I work remote on Friday, so maybe Friday at some point I could come. If you're going to be in the office, I can make it over to Mount Clemens. My parents live in Mount Clemens. I try to get over there every now and again.
All right. Well, it ain't a big deal either way. Like I said, I work till I'll be on till 3:34 today. If I can get out at 3:30. I could probably be your place before 4, and it's not far off my path on my way home. I'll have to refresh my memory on where. All right, I'll keep you in the loop, and I'll let you know what works out. And again, if it doesn't work out, we got plenty more time in Friday still, so we'll figure it out.
All right, sounds good. I will shoot you my phone number on Telegram. And then you can just save it and have it, and that way you're good to go. You can just shoot me a text message.
Okay, I might already have it, but just in case, yeah, that'll work. So, all right. So you were out of town. Everything have fun, or was it business?
No, I was out of town for fun. We went to the Jersey Shore to see family and hang out on the beach. It was awesome.
There you go. Sounds like a winter. Weather was good, I think. We had nice hot weather and not a whole lot of rain. I don't know. I don't know about out east, but I don't think we had a whole lot here to ruin your beach plans.
Oh, the weather was great. By the ocean, it was a little bit cooler than it was here, which was good. So we were able to sit on the beach all day and not get too hot, but it was pretty good. We had a great time. Easy drive there, easy drive back. So it was a successful vacation, that's for sure.
Well, good deal. That's the way you want them. One of my coworkers' family back in Jersey, and I think he flies most of the time, but then he's ex-Air Force, so he ain't going to miss an opportunity to fly. But, I drive. I know I did Connecticut in 12 hours, so that's got to be a little less. Not much. I'm thinking it's still 9:10, right?
it's 9.5 hours straight drive time. We drive because by the time you take all your beach stuff, the chairs and all that junk, it's just flying's not really an option. And then also by the time you take an hour and a half flight and you have to get to the airport 2 hours early and you have to rent a car and do all that stuff, it just makes way more sense to hop in the car and drive 9.5 hours.
Oh, you don't got to convince me. I love driving. Hell, I've driven myself with one bag to Houston on more than one occasion. I'm all about the drive. I enjoy the drive. I enjoy, I play with my radios while I'm driving. I usually have an assortment of radio equipment in the car. And, or listen to, you know, music or whatever. I enjoy that. Or take in the sights, make some stops. No, I love the drive. So, I hear you. But then there's a practicality, yeah. You know, flying is not just about the flight time. It's about all the time getting there and all the arrangements and all that. So it's not flat up just a half hour flight or a 4 hour drive. You know, it's not always that straightforward.
Yeah, I started driving even on long trips, like you said, years ago. Driven out west to ski multiple times. Actually, I think in February I'm planning a trip to Colorado to ski, and I think we plan on driving because it just makes more sense. By the time you get skis on the airplane and pay for a couple tickets, it's cheaper to drive. Airfare is really expensive these days.
Yeah, plus, you know, you get if you got good company, the drive time is well spent. And, you know, I'm assuming if these are people you're going skiing with, spending time with them is not a bad thing. So, good deal. Oh, man, a little raspy this morning. I don't know what's going on here. That's weird. And have to stop and get me a coffee.
I was lucky I made myself coffee this morning because there is a ton of traffic on 696, and it is not fun. I just tried to go around it, and now I'm stuck in more traffic.
Well, I don't envy you there. I know it gets pretty messy making that 696 to 75 interchange is just, it's always a mess. So they come in north, used to always be a mess. They've got that, last few times I've come through there, they've got that a lot better. But all the work they did there, they didn't seem to improve the 696 to northbound 75. It seems to be still just as bad as ever.
Yeah, as much as they change it, nothing changes.
Well, I'm at the Golden Butthole, flowing quite well. That's a weird statement. So, going by Portillo's and everything else up here by the old, formerly Lakeside Mall. What the heck's that going on? Oh, they got a circus, that's right. Got some sort of a circus going on here near Lakeside Mall. Somebody dropped off free tickets. Of course, I'm sure it's not free. It's like refreshments are probably, you know, outrageous.
They got to make their money somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah, you know it. Yeah, there was literally a stack of tickets to the circus dropped off at our shop to give away. And it's okay if you're giving away such. I mean, this is kind of like we used to get them from Freedom Hill a lot, you know, just a big stack. And I'm like, well, who's paying if you're giving away these hundreds and hundreds of free tickets?
somebody had to pay. They paid before they realized there was hundreds and hundreds of free tickets.
Yeah, probably. I told my daughter, I asked her about the grandkids, and I've never been a big circus fan, but they got to be different than they were when I was a kid. I mean, they were already starting to get a lot of pressure about the animals and stuff like that when I was a kid. I'm sure by now that's all got to be over, the horrific animal acts. So they probably still do the motorcycle in a ball and trapeze and stuff like that, I suppose.
I went to one, I want to say 8 years ago, maybe 7 years ago. We took my daughter, and it was at the Rock Financial Showplace in Novi, and I'm no animal rights activist by any means, but it was awful, and I was ready to go protest out front by the time we left. They had some elephant, or they had at least one elephant, and I think they had a lion or two. They had all the animals, and it was sad. I was not thrilled that we were there and supporting that.
Yeah, I characterize myself the same. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm an activist or anything like that, but I mean, that's just flat out unnecessary, some of the crap there. You know, hunting is fine, and I've owned Dobermans, and we're the crop and dock crowd. Although I'm starting to warm up to the tails and ears concept. My last Doberman had tail and ears, and it's hard to get them on tails because boy, that's done almost immediately after birth. So you don't have much. You don't even know the litter. But I'm slowly, coming around on that. But I don't know. I have to know a lot about the circus and how they treat their animals and stuff like that before I'd ever be in favor of it. I just assume stay clear of one with animals. And that's here in the United States. Those kind of traveling acts, the rest of the world, good grief.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it would be like in a third world or semi-uncivilized country. It would probably be horrific.
Well, we're on the same page on that, so there you go. All right, here's my Starbucks. I'm going to run in because there's a hell of a line here. I am not going to sit through that. Probably not going to be any faster, though.
All right, well, I will talk to you later. If you come out and I'm still in the car, maybe I'll be listening. But otherwise, I will talk to you soon. I'll shoot you over my phone number so you can text me, and we'll go from there. This is KERUH Monitoring.
Okay, Anthony, yeah, just send me over that info, and depending on how long I'm in here, you never know. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's a pain. I should order ahead. All right, catch you in a bit. W8FU. That wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, you made quick work of that. Good thing you didn't wait in the drive-thru line.
It rarely works out that well. So I think they look at me, they think I've got Starbucks beat, I think. At least I feel I do. Are you familiar with cappuccino versus latte, the difference?
Nah, not really. I think latte has a bunch of milk in it, and a cappuccino is just a... Or no, that's espresso. What's cappuccino? It's just like coffee with a bunch of other crap in it? I don't know.
You had latte right. So latte and cappuccino, they're both espresso, and then it's what you add to it. with a cappuccino, you had very little milk, and you just take some foam. If it's done right, so it's got very little milk product. And then you've got lattes, which, you know, they pour a bunch of warm steamed milk in it, then they top it with the foam, so you've got a lot of milk product in a latte. It's very heavy and, you know, and more milk than it is espresso, whereas a cappuccino is more espresso than milk product, and it's just the foam that they don't pour it in. And that's what I like. And I like mine dry, which is, you know, very, very little milk product, the minimum amount. Just put a dollop of foam on it. Well, they got this drink that they don't know about. It's like half the baristas there don't even know they have it on the menu. It's called a quad espresso macchiato. And I know they got their weird names. And it's four shots of espresso, and they literally just take a dollop of foam and they just plop it on it. That's all it is. And it's like, perfect. That's what I want. And, you know, and it comes in this little tiny, like, espresso cup. And so I always go in there and I tell him, he says, give me that. He says, give me just a little extra foam and put it in a tall cup. And so I get, in essence, I get a cappuccino, a four-shot cappuccino, which would be like a $10 drink. And I get it for, like, you know, $4, you know. And so it's like, it's my little secret, how I win Starbucks.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm about to run into a store real quick. I will call you back up if you're there. Cool. If not, I'll catch you later, maybe this afternoon. KERUH.
All right, Anthony, I'm making the final approach here, so I will probably be in the shop when you get back out. Travel safe. We'll catch you a little later. W8FU. took care of it, Wally. Thanks for the heads up.
NATPP. KPP Mobile. Sean, you're on. W8FU NAKPP. Sound like a million miles away. That book that you gave me on Friday, do you have another one of them?
I might have an older copy, which is especially the same info that's located.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I talked to my buddies on the west side. They do not have one, and they were unfamiliar with that, which is kind of what I thought. So... All right, I will bump paths with you, see if we can round up one or at least point me in the right direction to get these guys one. Something's going awry here, buddy. You're barely in there, and that's not like you.
How's this?
More better.
Yeah, I'm just running an HT to Warren from my shop. I'm surprised it's that bad.
Yeah, weird. Well, maybe it needs to be tuned and aligned. Joke.
If only I knew a guy.
Yeah, with a fancy screen where you hook some wires up and push some buttons. So, yeah, I was talking with my buddies on the west side, and they've never heard of something, and these guys are actually... fairly famous. They get called to help once in a while. So I was talking with him, and he said he had never heard about it, but he said, please get him one. So if you can get me one or point me in the right direction, I can get it to him.
Yeah, what I was saying is that, yes, I think I've got one now that I'm looking over there. But you can also put in a request to get, you know, half a dozen or so delivered right to them, which might be the better way to go. Anyhow, we'll get you hooked up one way or the other.
Yeah, well, now that I brought it up, it got turned into my problem. So just let me know how I can put in a request, and I'll just get them a bunch of them. So these guys do get called to help, you know, like... many years ago at 9/11, they were actually called upon to go to New York, so they know who they are.
Okay, I'll look that up. I'm trying to get out the door here in a bit, so but I'll look that up and get you the info short order here. It did take a while, I recall, so it wasn't quick, but then these are fresh pressings. They just created these after talking about it for a couple of years, so could have been waiting just for that.
Yeah, it's quite informative too, you know, so appreciate the knowledge on that. It worked out great. So I should have my, on the other note, I should have my adapter sometime today, so I'll hook up with you, give you a call, and go have lunch sometime later this week.
Okay, I'll get that to you, hopefully before the end of the day. So, all right, let me get to it. I got a little bit here. I want to get out the door in about 10, 15 minutes, so trying to get a few things squared away.
Very good. Have a good day. Keep dry. M-H-K-B-B.
NAKPP from WAFU. Hey, Steve, it's doing it again.
W8FU, KZAZ.
Yeah. Sean, can Sean come on and play?
I'm about 4 minutes away.
All right, I just have to deal with some people that don't know how to drive with a stamp out. Anyhow,
DeQuinter. So probably about the same.
Yep, you got DeQuinter, John R. Rochester. So I'll see you in a few.
All right, see you there. W8FU. All right, pulling in now.
Copy that, just crossing the highway.
EAP.
It's just so quiet out here.
NHKPP. NHKPP. Getting home.